Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Get a head start on 2025 with CNBC's Big January, the hottest tech event, CES, from Las Vegas. The data, the numbers, the jobs report, and meet the future of biotech and pharma at JPM Healthcare. Check out the Amex Golf Tournament from California, Inauguration Day, and the meeting of world leaders in Davos. Plus, the first Fed decision of the year. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Back here at the Treasure Chest Casino as Sports Talk rolls on and time to place y'all bets. We get into our Pick 6 segment that gets expanded again this weekend. Although I don't know, like I said, going into the break, if you're taking any of my picks. Charlie, how did everybody fare after this weekend of games?
Pretty well, actually. I went 7-1. Mike and Bobby both went 5-3. Steve, you went 3-5. As you mentioned, had a really tough week in college, you know. Just playing the favorites in college seemed to really work for me in that first round, guys. And the one thing that really messed all of us up, the Buccaneers on that primetime game against the Cowboys. We all took the
Bucs. Catch the damn ball instead of letting the interception go.
Yeah, you know how it is. So resetting everything right now, guys. We're actually through 100 games, by the way, in Pick 6, woo-hoo! Which is very fun. I'm 57-43. Mike, you're at 50-50. Steve, you're at 48-52. And Bobby's at 46-54. Mm-hmm. So, similar to what we did last week, we have all four college football playoff games. We'll also pick a local team. We got LSU versus Baylor in the Texas Bowl. We'll start with that in just a second here. And then we got three NFL games as well. So, starting in Houston, LSU versus Baylor. Baylor 1.5-point favorites on New Year's Eve in the Texas Bowl.
I'm going to go with the Baylor Bears in this one. Give me the revenge of Dave Aranda in the matchup. I just think the LSU Tigers don't really have much to play for in this, where I think Baylor wants to show them something.
I'll go with Baylor. I think their offense has really been good. Tully, you and I have talked about it. Man, those last five or six games of the year, man, they trolled up some offensive yardage and put points on the board. The one thing both of them have in common, they're both not real good on defense. So maybe the play is maybe the over, but I think that might be 59. So that's sort of high. But I'm going to go with Baylor here. I just think losing your two starting tackles is, man, that really sort of hurts LSU not to have Emory and Campbell up front.
Yeah, I'm with y'all. Bobby's got LSU, but I'm with Baylor on this play because if you're looking at it, guys, it's going to be one of those, you know, as you mentioned, Mike, you got to outscore the opponent just because Baylor's offense has been humming for the last 6 weeks. And I just don't know if LSU can do it with some players that aren't going to be playing in this matchup. Obviously, Mason Taylor, the two tackles, Kyron Lacy, all going to the NFL. So moving on, guys, we got the college football playoff, the quarterfinals. 6-seeded Penn State will kick us off on New Year's Eve versus 3-seeded Boise State in Glendale, Arizona for the Fiesta Bowl.
Whew, this is tough. How much
I didn't give you the number. Penn State, 10.5-point favorites versus Boise.
Yeah, I was going to say, how much are they favored by here?
I'm going Penn State. I just think they're the better team, and I think they're going to show you how good they are. I'm going with the Nittany Lions.
Yeah, as much as, you know, we keep waiting for, you know, them to fall, I still think, yeah, they're clearly the better team in this matchup. And it is a big number, but I still think they can cover this against Boise State. My son's not going to be happy with me.
Wait a minute. It was a big number against SMU. What happened there?
No, exactly. My son won't be happy to me. He's a big Genty fan, but I'm going to go with the Nittany Lions, too, in this matchup. I'll give the points.
Bobby and I disagree.
Okay.
I'm going Boise. Bobby's going Boise. 10.5 is too much. I think it's if Penn State wins, it's going to be a touchdown type of game. I don't think it's going to be a double-digit type of game. And even if it is, if it's like a 10-point spread, I still got the half point there. Give me Boise to keep this at least close, guys. I just remember how tight they played Oregon earlier in the season. And Penn State, James Franklin effect, we'll see what happens here, guys, in Glendale,
right.
Arizona. New Year's Day, we got the Peach Bowl, number 5, Texas, 13.5-point favorites versus number 4, Arizona State in Atlanta.
Sorry, Arizona State. I'm going Tejas. Give me them. I think it's going to be a massacre in this one, so I don't have a problem laying that many points.
I'm going Texas, too.
Clean sweep, because Bobby's also got Texas, and I got Texas as well. We'll see if they
You know what that means.
That
no,
means
absolutely.
Play, Arizona State's going to cover.
Right, play Arizona State plus 13.5. Now, the half point helps here, guys. If it was 14.5, I'd think potentially playing Arizona State, but I agree with what Chrissy was saying earlier. This just kind of feels like a blowout here.
Yeah, exactly.
And Texas making it to the semifinals. Up next, we got the Rose Bowl. Number 8, Ohio State, the premier matchup of the weekend. 2.5-point favorites versus number 1, Oregon in Pasadena.
I'm going to go Ohio State. I just think if they focused, man, Oregon, I thought in the first game, got a lot of breaks go their way, and Ohio State helped them. Today, you know what? Man, I'm a big Dan Lanning fan. I think the world of him as a coach. I think they're a very good football team, but I think Ohio State may have hit stride. I'm going to go with the Buckeyes.
Give me the quack attack. I'm going Oregon Ducks here, given getting the 2.5 in this matchup. So I think they'll be able to advance. I've got them actually in the national championship, the final game. So give me the Ducks. Quack, quack.
Ohio State treated me very well last weekend, guys, in that gigantic victory over Tennessee. I'm going with the Buckeyes here as well, specifically that first quarter that they played against Tennessee. They looked like an unstoppable freight train. And if you get, like, one of those quarters against Oregon, that could be enough in a very close game. 2.5 points, give me the Buckeyes. Moving on, we got the Sugar Bowl, number 7, Notre Dame versus number 2, Georgia. The Bulldogs, 1.5-point favorites over the Fighting Irish in New Orleans.
Yeah, this is almost like a pick-em.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was saying, too.
You know what? I'm going to go with Georgia. I think defensively, I think Riley's going to get sort of squashed here. And I think Georgia can run the football. And so I'm going to go with the Bulldogs.
I'm with the Bulldogs, too. Give me Georgia in the matchup over Notre Dame. Although, I've mentioned this before, like Hebert, never picking the Cowboys. I'm never picking the Irish. So go Dogs.
You got prejudice.
this is bad, boys, because Bobby and I both have the Bulldogs as well. This is one of those games I'm not betting against Kirby Smart. I mean, I know that they're playing with a backup quarterback here. I know Notre Dame looked really good against Indiana. Give me the Bulldogs minus 1.5 here, guys. And this is a clean sweep. All 4 of us have the Bulldogs in New Orleans in the Sugar Bowl. NFL Week 17, guys, starting off with the Raiders 1.5-point favorites at the Saints.
I'm going to go with the Saints in this matchup. If they can't beat the pitiful Raiders, that's not going to be good news. Obviously, they were mismatched all the way around against the Packers. I think they should be a lot better suited to take on a team at home. And being, you know, a underdog in the Superdome will probably motivate this bunch a little bit extra, having everybody counting them out. So give me the black and gold in this matchup. Getting points at home.
Raiders.
Okay.
If Derek Carr was playing in this game, I would feel differently. But it doesn't look that way. I'm going to go Raiders.
I hate to say it, but I agree with Mike. Bobby's got the Saints, obviously, as well.
Naturally.
I can't pick the Saints right now, boys. Like, I saw the original spread. I'm like, how are the Raiders favored? And then you see what the Saints
do. You understand why.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm leaning basically from what Coach Rizzi had said, that Carr's not likely to play this week. You're going to probably see Rattler. So, yeah.
Definitely worried about Brock Bowers, too.
Yeah, exactly.
They ain't covered a tight end in 20 years.
Right.
This one ain't going to be good.
Up next, guys, we got the premier matchup of the weekend in the NFL. The Packers at the Vikings, an NFC North showdown. Green Bay, 1.5-point favorites on the road in Minnesota.
Ooh-wee.
Bobby's got the Vikings starting it off.
That is spicy. I mean, the way we saw the Packers play this past Monday night, I'm going to roll with them even on the road, though. I just think that they really are a complete squad right now and just look so darn tough to beat. So good luck to Sam Darnold and co, but give me the Pack.
I want the Packers too. I'm going that way.
I'm with both of you. So Bobby's standing alone with the Vikings here. The Vikings won this game earlier. Give me some Packers revenge here on the road in Minnesota this weekend. Up next, guys, we got the Falcons at the Commanders on Sunday Night Football. Michael Penix versus Jaden Daniels, Washington 4.5-point favorites at home.
Man, come on, Jaden.
Yeah.
I'm going Commanders here. Come on, Jaden. Take care of business against the Falcons.
Yeah, if I'm just going to go to based on who's the quarterbacks for each team, Michael Penix versus Jaden Daniels, I'm going to ride with that kid. So give me the Commanders given 4.5.
Clean sweep, which means the Falcons are going to win this game.
Ruh-roh.
So that's it.
Well, that's a wrap on our Pick 8 segment. We'll find out how we do after the new year, gents.
Hopefully it's better than this year.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, couldn't be any worse, could it?
Well, hey, I'm trying to give us some extra games here, guys. We've got to get these records better.
Well, thanks for breaking it all down for us, Charlie. We're going to take a break right now. We'll get back with more sports talk from the Treasure Chest Casino right after this. Stay tuned as we head to the sports book to make our picks. We'll be right back after this.